Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Webb is here. Steve is a police officer, certified, active threat training instructor, and he's a Raider Solo Engagement Tactics Level 2 instructor for law enforcement. He's associate professor at Southern Illinois University, the author of Education in a Violent World. He's an expert in helping you and me keep our children safe online. Stephen Webb, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, the internet, folks, as you know, is an awesome resource, but it's also given the really creepy, evil people a place to hide out and to lurk and to strike, and they're getting a lot more effective at it. And it's, if you want to know if there's such a thing as the devil, if you want to believe, if you want to know if there's evil in the world, just go live in the world that Stephen operates in, right, Stephen?
Absolutely. You know that we used to have these pedophiles prowling the malls places physically where
you can see them
hang out, but absolutely. And now they're in our homes because they're able to get directly to our children, and it's a scary world.
What has the pandemic done? How is the pandemic with kids more at home now? Maybe somewhat unsupervised as they're trying to take online classes. What do we know enough yet in the 10 or so months we've been doing this? Have we got any reports? Have you got any information on how this has affected our children?
Well, certainly. I mean, the Journal of American Medical Association found that depression has become 3 times more prevalent in our kids since the pandemic began. You know, we're seeing a 31% increase in parents taking their children to the hospital to try to get some type of mental medication.
Wow.
Since the pandemic has started. And that's in a time where they've told people don't go to the hospital because that's a COVID area. So it's still a 31% increase. So, yes, absolutely, we're seeing a lot of mental anxiety out there through the pandemic, and that leaves our kids even more susceptible to wanting to reach out and get into some type of social niche, find attention. And when a child is trying to find attention, these pedophiles know how to give it to them.
Right. Well, yeah, because you know there's increased tension between the parents and the children because I mean, people have been stacked on top of each other. Mom and dad's trying to work, and the kids are trying to go to school, and everybody's on top of each other. And so for some creep to be able to find a child who's, you know, susceptible and say, hey, I understand what you mean. I'll listen. What would you like? You know, and they just lure them in, don't they?
They do, but they're really good at finding some type of commonality with these children. I mean, you take a look at the latest case in North Carolina where that individual utilized this child's need for attention through their own school Chromebook. I mean, this is a school-issued Chromebook.
Wow.
And is now able to get to our children through those school-issued devices and simply let them know that how much they care about them, how much they love them, and lie about their age. And then whenever they go finally lure them out of the house, it's too late.
I don't know. Some of us don't know about this particular case.
Well, in this case, now kids are at home with this pandemic, and there are so many schools out there that offer some type of device, and Chromebooks is the most popular device for our children,
right,
to be able to do the Google Classroom. Yes, do you have a question?
No, that's right. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, okay. So what happens is, at home, you know, parents are telling the kids, leave your phone in another room, take care of your homework. So they're on their Chromebooks, and everything looks great. But these Chromebooks have browsers, and there are so many chat rooms out there, and they're growing by the day. Omegle is the largest chat room, and what happens is these kids have figured out if they want to talk to each other and make it look like they're doing their homework, they get a bunch of their friends on these chat rooms, these yeah. chat groups. The problem is they can't keep the pedophiles out of them. Mm-hmm. So they start reaching out and branching out. And these chat rooms, like Omegle and this Emerald Chat, is what this child was using. This 14-year-old child was using in North Carolina. It was Emerald Chat. And this person was able to pull himself off as a 15-year-old boy. And, of course, what happened was he was able to pull her out of the house. They found him in a McDonald's parking lot in Arkansas, where he was trying to take her away. And thank the Lord, the police officers were able to get her back home safely.
So, a 14-year-old girl was abducted in North Carolina, and they found her in Arkansas because they posed as a teenager on this Emerald Chat, and she was susceptible to it. They lured her out of the house. Abducted her, and thank God she's probably back home with her family. Folks, this is real. This is happening right now. What can we do about it, Stephen?
You need to go to just go to Google. Go to anywhere and start learning about these chat rooms and what children do and the interests children have. Because let me tell you, the pedophiles do. They go out and research what kids want to hear, what mm-hmm. kids do, what kind of music kids listen to. Make yourself aware of the world around you. There are so many chats. Go look up Omegle. Look at Emerald Chat. There's Tiny Chat. There's all kinds of these chat rooms that kids can go to just through their school issued computers in order to be able to get around.
Is there any way to block those things? Phone. Is there any way to? Is there a V chip or something that could block these things, or an app that could block them?
There are. Blocking apps out there, but the thing about it is kids can get around that. Just as soon as
they're smarter.
As soon as you download the blocking app, they have another app to yeah. get around the block.
Well, is there a way for you to be in a parallel universe where you could know what they're doing? Can whatever they're doing be available to you and you're on your own app?
Yeah, there are some things that allow you to do that, but yeah. kids have figured out that these Chromebooks don't allow inside storage. Chromebooks are a cloud-based.
They're just a device. Yeah, they're not a real computer. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Stephen Webb and talk some more about this, folks. This is sobering, troubling, but important information that we need to know about to protect our children and our grandchildren and our neighbors' children. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Now, by the way, Stephen's book is Education in a Violent World.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.